All right, feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
I'm going to warn you to put down your mascara.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Okay. All right, great. This is just, I'm looking specifically at you, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know how you like to make your eyes pop.
Yeah, well, sometimes the shading is what brings everything together.
It's not what mascara does. Anyway, Clay and his sisters Ruby and Maeve adore their dog Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lost him to a spinal condition, they asked their mom if there was anything they could do to help the heartache they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Hartman with CBS News found out that they decided they didn't want to go through their pain alone, so they threw a celebration of life party for Turtle and invited all of their neighbors and dogs.
You're mad at life. You're mad at God for allowing that, right? He was more than just a pet. He was family.
So we just decided that that could help us.
Yeah. He wrote, dogs welcome, humans tolerated.
On the invitations, yeah.
Because just sitting in a house with no dogs or anything, just sitting there, it's not that fun.
It helped. It helped them feel like they weren't alone in the pain.
Don't try to ignore the pain. Try to bring in the pain full force. Because if you keep those emotions locked up inside, those emotions never go away. You just have to let it go.
Wow.
That kid is wise, he was going through some stuff beyond his years.
Yeah.
It didn't say the ages, but he looked like he was maybe 11, 12.
Okay.
And yeah, so many friends and dogs were there. They gave a eulogy for Turtle, and they just had an absolute ball with lots of treats and snacks and games. And then a month later, they welcomed a new puppy named Cody into their family.
Well, there you go.
Just a really absolutely sweet story. So relatable. So many, and a lot of times, as Steve pointed out in the story, that a lot of times losing a pet is kids' first experience with that
death.
Kind of loss.
Sure, yes. Absolutely.
And what an amazing way to help them navigate that and to heal their hearts. You can see the full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.